It's James Thompson Boston here, Flyhawk Ambassador, and online at flyhawk.com, you can find their full range of netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netballs, and so much more. There are even kit packages to suit everyone. They are available in UK size 4 to 24, they come in different lengths, plus we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee so you can try some of the range.
Hi, it's Frankie Wells. I've decided to start running my own netball camps within the Buckinghamshire area. These are targeted at all junior and senior netball players, and they are there because I want to expand on and improve the quality of netball we have in Buckinghamshire. Buckinghamshire and High Wycombe specifically is where I started my netball journey. It's where my grassroots netball club was from, and I want to give back to that community that helped me reach the international and Super League stage that I am at. These camps are for junior netballers, these camps are for senior netballers, and I purely want them to be a fun, engaging, competitive environment where you come along and you feel satisfied walking away, that you've met a new friend, you've developed new relationships and current relationships, and you've learned something new. For all information, please head to thecourtsideacademy.co.uk. All information and links on how to book and secure your place are on there. If anyone has any further questions, please do not hesitate to contact me on my social media accounts or the email that is on the website. I cannot wait to see you there. It's going to be so much fun. You will walk away satisfied from the day. Can't wait.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Helen Housby, third grand final in 5 years. You must be pretty pumped and looking to own the stage this weekend.
Yeah, very excited. When you say it like that, it feels pretty surreal. 2019, 2021, whole team really special memories for us. We seem to like odd numbers, so yeah, 2023, hopefully we can do more of the same.
It's obviously been a roller coaster of a season so far. Lots of single goal wins and stuff, but you must be really proud with how the team has pulled together in recent weeks after a couple of back-to-back losses.
Yeah, I am really proud. I think this has been a roller coaster season. There's been some big wins. I think in tight moments we went on a big run, wins in a row, and yeah, we just seem to find a way to finish off in that last quarter. And yeah, whether we're behind or ahead, we found a lot of different ways to win, which I think is really exciting for us as a group. Obviously, we had two back-to-back losses, but I think we regrouped pretty well, got back on the training track, and you know, hit the game at the weekend really hard. And yeah, we'll be taking that confidence into this weekend.
You've had several seasons in this league now, Helen. Would you say this year has been as good as any year you've had?
Yeah, I mean, I've been here for 7 years now. I'd probably say, if you look at the stats, probably this is probably my best season this year. I feel really good with my netball. I feel like I'm connecting well with the shooters in the circle, and yeah, it just comes down to a lot of hard work. I think as a group we're going from strength to strength, so I think it helps having great players around me. I think the core group has been together for such a long time now that we just understand each other's game really well, and that bodes for a good championship team, and obviously with that comes some good individual performance.
The disappointment of a fortnight ago, how much is that driving the team?
To be honest, I feel like I've kind of forgot that game. I think we probably needed to forget that game. I'd say more the excitement and the will to win another premiership is what drives me more than anything. I'm not going into the game kind of filled with like disappointment or revenge. It's more so about doing what we know we can do and sticking to our own game plan. And you know, we want to make this all about us. And I don't care who we play in the final. That's just the team who's stopping us get a premiership. So we're just fully focused on what we can do to control the outcome.
Having said that, you talk about the focus is on you. Did you see the pictures of Sterling going down at training and the thoughts on whether she might not play? Are they maybe just playing down her injury perhaps?
Yeah, I did see the pictures. To be honest, I don't really pay much mind to that. You know, she's a great player. I'm pretty sure she'll be there at the weekend. We all have, you know, little ankle stingers and things in training, and I think things can get hyped up beyond what they actually mean. I've got absolutely no doubt she'll be playing at the weekend.
She can be a pretty disruptive influence, as we know there. How do you counter that?
100%. I mean, they've got world-class players all across the court. To counteract, I think it's just about playing smart and doing what we we can do best in keeping our ball speed really fast. We know that we've got the players who can counteract whatever they've got to put out against us. I think in the past when we've lost games, it's probably been our lapse in judgment and lapse in concentration and not working that extra pass to goal that's cost us. And yeah, hopefully in this grand final, we can find that little bit of extra smarts in our game and get us over the line.
I was at the game last weekend and it was a pretty incredible atmosphere, as you would know. And I even saw Maddie Proud and Maddie Turner at the basketball the next day, and they said that it was all just kind of a blur.
Yeah.
Was it really easy to like put the game behind you and focus on the grand final?
I think we probably had a day or two of just pure celebration and yeah, just living in the moment. I think you do have to celebrate the little wins, and you know, it's not every day that you earn your right to play in a grand final. So we definitely were pretty overjoyed with the fact that we'd done it. But then I think once we got to training for the first session, it was all business and looking ahead to the weekend. But we do have, you know, a lot of positives to take from that game. And I think we know how to win. And I think that really helps heading into a grand final. This group has got so much experience. We enjoyed it a lot. But yeah, it's down to business now.
You and some of the other girls who have kind of been in this grand final position before kind of try to help the younger girls to not get too excited before the big game?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's only natural, I think, for the young girls who haven't, you know, been in a grand final to kind of feel that extra hype. I think especially Sophie Fawns is just loving this whole situation and just loving the environment. And I think it is important to have, you know, the experienced ones kind of keep everyone grounded. You know, at the end of the day, this training week should look pretty similar to any other week, and you just put in hard work, you do the video analysis that you need to do, and you go into the game full of confidence. And yeah, things are different when you go into a grand final, and there's a lot of extra hype and there's extra people asking for tickets and a lot of things that go outside of that. But I think if we stay to our bubble, we should be in a good place.
I just want to ask a bit more about Sophie and Romelda, your shooting buddies. Sophie's, you know, just kind of a teenager who was kind of just brought into the side last week to, you know, play on the court. And then you've got Romelda, who's kind of had a massive comeback after everything she's been through. What's it been like going on a journey with those two this season?
It's been awesome, to be honest. I think they both bring obviously something completely different. You know, I've known Sophie for a couple of years now since she came into our environment, and she probably reminds me a little bit of myself coming into the Swift environment. And I think just the way that she's adapted not only to the matches but to the training environment and everything that goes along with that has been phenomenal. She's got ice in her veins and she wants the ball in her hands, and obviously we know that she can shoot from anywhere. So yeah, just seeing her going from strength to strength is really awesome. And then Romelda's always been a player that I've looked up to. Even when I wasn't in the Suncorp League, you know, Romelda Aiken was always famous as, you know, the goal shooter who can win games for the team that she plays for. So having her come down to Sydney, I was pretty stoked, to be honest, when I found out she was coming down. I think it was the absolute steal of the season for us. And she's just been incredible on and off the court. She's a great girl, and obviously she brings her little girl Gigi with her, and yeah, playing with her feels really easy and kind of natural. And I know that she can step up in the big moments, and she lives for grand finals. And I think she'll be pretty happy to get another one at the weekend, hopefully.
You played obviously a lot of netball with Sam. I guess a similar strong holding type shooter. What kind of differences, if any, did you have to make to adjust to Romelda?
To be honest, not too many differences. I mean, they are quite similar. I think Sam's probably more of a moving kind of shooter, and she does maybe a little bit more outside the circle and a little bit more dynamic. But I think in general they're both super strong. They both want the ball in their hands, they both can shoot, and they're both great rebounders. So to be honest, they didn't really have to change too much. They kind of play similarly on the court in the way that they, you know, talk and chat and things like that. So it felt kind of natural to play with both, and I absolutely love playing with both of them.
Well, you hear a lot about every team's confident they can take the title, and it almost sounds like a political statement, like you have to say that because you don't want to say, oh, we've got some doubts. Are there doubts, and what do you do about doubt?
Look, at the end of the day, win or loss, Bryony said it to us that the sun will come up the day after the grand final. So we're going into the grand final wanting to win, believing that we can win. But if we don't, like, that's just sport and that's how it is. So you can go into it with some doubts and with some nerves. I think that's completely normal. We're playing against one of the best teams in the world, and they're obviously going to be thinking the same things about us. So it's obviously going to be a very difficult game, and hopefully the best team on the day comes out with the victory. But there's always going to be doubts, there's always going to be nerves before the game, but I think that's just what makes it so special to play in a grand final. And yeah, I'm just so excited to feel that feeling and hopefully overcome it. But I think the overriding feeling for us is confidence and belief in ourselves.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.